It's me, Mark Lloyd.
The Mark Lloyd is actually talking to The Rock.
Mark Lloyd.
Has his man wide open. Oh, that's yeah. Bailey at the 15 and 5. Touchdown, Mario Bailey.
Mark Lloyd.
What do we want as a sports fan? Huh? What do we want?
Mark Lloyd.
Have you had any water today?
There's water in my lemonade.
There you go. So I'm not a huge fan of vegetables. Okay, so how can I eat some? This, you know, just blend them up.
Sit back, relax, and let this guy do all the thinking for you. Mark Lloyd.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us. Another edition of the Mark Lloyd Show coming at you. And boy, do we have a jam-packed Super Bowl and post recruiting day show. So a lot of stuff to get to. Simona Bill and Terminus Eric are in the house. Hello, fellas.
What's up?
What's up?
Boy, guys, a lot of stuff to get to today. To discuss the Super Bowl and what a game it was. We also, it's one of my favorite days of the year when it comes to college football, and it's actually National Signing Day. I've always been a big fan of it. So all the top recruits, most of them, I should say, have signed, and they are going to their prospective colleges. So a lot of hope, and that's basically where you start your run for a national championship for the top teams is on your signing day and what recruits you bring in, much to the chagrin of some naysayers out there when it comes to the recruitniks and everything. But boy, first of all, guys, Bill, do you want to say, good call or way to go, Mark, or anything like that?
Well, I'll just say Seattle failed to finish.
So you're a sore loser, just like the Hawks were at the end of the game starting fights.
No, I wouldn't go that far. You definitely got the right pick. But, you know, I mean, we could play pachinko with two different balls and come down to something like that, you know?
Pachinko, I like that. Very good. Wow. First of all, we should pat each other on the back because, folks, for those of you that have been listening to the show since day one, way back in, I guess, August is when we made our predictions, and I said it would be the Patriots in the Super Bowl and the Patriots would win. Someone of Bill said the Seahawks would be in the Super Bowl and the Seahawks would be repeating, which actually is a more difficult prediction because it's tough enough to win the Super Bowl. It's really hard to get back to the Super Bowl, and it's really, really hard to win back-to-back Super Bowls. But the Seahawks came oh so close to winning the game. Yeah. And you know what, guys? Someone of Bill and Terminus Eric, the NFL – they just can't go wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, they just cannot go wrong. What a football game it was. And it's so interesting. It started off in the first quarter was a little slow. No scoring, 0-0 at the end of one. But boy, did everything get picked up from there. At halftime, it is 14-14. I mean, you just can't beat that. It's a roller coaster of a game. Brady looks great, but then turns the ball over. Marshawn Lynch is driving up and down the football field and being beast mode. So it has everything. And then, you know, the third quarter, it looks like it's going to be lights out for the Patriots, right? I mean, it's 24-14 now, and it looks like Seattle's in control. I mean, Bill, you were probably feeling pretty confident.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for a point there, yeah, I was like, okay, these guys are really doing what they're supposed to be doing. It's falling into place. And I said, okay, they got this. But then, of course, you got the other guy on the other side that wears the white hat, and he started getting hot.
Yeah, and Tom Brady, he did just that. I mean, at the Sportsbook in Vegas, so I have a good litmus test because there's about 1,000 people sitting in there watching the game. And watch the emotions of Seahawk fans and Patriot fans and just NFL fans in general. It truly is interesting. So when the Seahawks are up 24-14, as I'm cheering for the Patriots, I'm thinking, boy, it's almost lights out. You know, they have to score now. And sure enough, Tom Terrific, Mr. Brady, drives them down the field, hits Amendola for a touchdown, and now it's 24-21. And still, though, I'm thinking Seattle's in control. By the way, they were driving the football with Lynch. Wouldn't you agree on that? I mean, even at 24-21 Seattle, I still felt, well, they got the ball now, and there's a good chance they're going to drive down the field with Lynch and at least get in field goal range. Would you agree on that, Seminole Bill?
Yeah, that was the assumption.
But that wasn't the case. The defense stepped up for New England, and as everybody knows that watched the game, Brady comes back down the field. They punch it in. He's having an incredible game, 2 interceptions, but he's 300 yards, 4 touchdown passes in the game. And now there's 50-something seconds left, I think. You know, a minute left, whatever it is. It's not a lot of time. However much time when Wilson got the ball back. And let's be honest, up until that point, he had some good throws, but he wasn't exactly throwing the ball all over the place. And then, you know, you just got to wonder, that's when it's like, what is New England doing now? I mean, Wilson drops back. He runs the ball 18 yards, draw a play for 18 yards to Robert Turbin, I think it was. And then that pass play it Curse? Wasn't it Curse that caught that ball?
I believe.
Down the sideline.
Yeah.
And catch it. And I got to be honest, all I thought about was Tyree for the Giants back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
When he caught the ball on his head and Rodney Harrison couldn't knock the ball out.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, God, Tom Brady, the two greatest catches possibly ever in Super Bowl history are both going to come against you, and you're going to lose both Super Bowls. So then they get the ball down there. They hand the ball off the Lynch. He's on the one-yard line. And here's the most controversial call in Super Bowl history. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, by far.
And, I mean, did you think they were going to run the ball in?
It's a no-brainer. I'm sorry, with no disrespect to the coaching staff of the Seahawks, it's a no-brainer. You learn that in high school. I mean, matchups, whatever. But you're the clock's winding down. You know, you're moving the ball. You're going to force New England to do something. Either give you a touchdown, so they can go, you know, try and score themselves, or at least call some timeouts. And just didn't make any sense to drop off the line of scrimmage to throw a pass like that, you know?
Yeah, and what was interesting is that Belichick wasn't calling a timeout.
That was interesting.
Everybody in the audience is saying, this is it, man.
Yeah.
They're going to run the ball in, and the Patriots are going to take over with 20 seconds left, and the game's over with. That's it.
You know,
game's over.
I have to say, brilliant move by Coach Belichick, because you know what? It actually may have put more pressure on the Seahawks to not think and just move, you know? And they went on instinct, what they normally do. Like he said, we normally, in that set, saw the set. We didn't like the set going in for a running play. We went ahead and switched to our normal routine with our guys, and there we went. And they didn't even think twice about it.
No, they didn't. And in hindsight, maybe that's exactly what they were thinking, Belichick, which I thought it was just an awful call at the time, but it wasn't. And it was the right one, because Wilson drops back, throws the interception to a guy we never heard of in Malcolm Butler, which, how ironic, because the star of the Seattle Seahawks was Matthews at the time, who never caught a ball. The only ball he ever touched all year was the onside kick against Green Bay. So once again, no names for the Patriots coming up big. No names come up big for the Seattle Seahawks. And how about this stat, Seminole Bill? 335 snaps were taken for pass plays, I think, on the one-yard line this past year, and there was only one interception, wow. And it was that one.
Wow. Yeah.
Dave, is that incredible?
You know, I listened to the interview, kid from West Alabama that you just mentioned that actually made the interception.
Malcolm Butler.
Yeah, Mr. Butler. He was. He said, you know, I just pictured it. You know, he saw what was coming. He read it and made a great break on the ball to get in front of a slant route, which is just hard to do unless you're just instinctively going off the ball. And as someone else once said, you know, you throw that ball, you don't, you know, unless you got someone like Calvin Benjamin, you don't throw that ball high, you throw it low.
That's right.
For the very reason that you just saw, that the guy sees the ball. If it's in the eye of the defensive back, and he can get to it, you know, he's got a right to the ball as well. So you didn't get a call.
And you know what, too, though, is that I think it was Curse Curse or Baldwin, one of the two, missed the pick. I mean, missed the pick play.
Right. Didn't work. You know, jammed it. They jammed it.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't do a very good job of that. And, you know, interception and the Patriots win their fourth Super Bowl. There's no longer any talk about the flate gate because obviously Tom Brady could throw a football, whether it's pumped up or not pumped up. So push that to the side. Six times the Patriots have been to the championship in Tom Brady's era, which is truly amazing. I think he's played in the league 15 years, really started for 14. So almost half of the time this guy has made it to the Super Bowl. But here's what's most amazing is that he never has anybody that's a superstar.
Yeah.
And we'll get into that, Seminole Bill, because I do. I want to get your thoughts and everybody else's thoughts out there. You can hit us up on Twitter at Mark Lloyd Show or visit Facebook, Mark Lloyd Show. And, of course, our website, MarkLloydShow.com. Because I want to get into that a little bit about Tom Brady's place in history. And I'm curious, Seminole Bill, what you when it comes to a quarterback. And plus, everybody out there in our audience, what do they value? How do you rate a quarterback? And I'm not looking at a definitive, and I don't think you could ever say he single-handedly is the best quarterback ever. It's too much of a debate, but I think it's interesting the different factors that you could put into it to justify your stance on who's the best quarterback of all time. Plus, and here's what I like to Seminole Bill. So the Super Bowl is over with. And when I say the NFL can't go wrong, is that it's like it's such year-round. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just year-around how there's always something relevant. So we're going to get to that and so much more here on another edition of the Mark Lloyd Show. Stick with us here. We're coming right back.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's gonna make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. Okay, fans, Peyton Manning, LeBron James, and Andrew Luck, all number one picks. Now let me tell you who your number one pick should be when it comes to protecting your identity. Hands down, it's Rapid Pro from our great friends at Fraud Protection Network. You hear the stories daily, retailer after retailer, having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals, and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. Rapid Pro, real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring as well. It's all there, friends. You get true real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff, award-winning member service support, and $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, the number one pick is Rapid Pro from Fraud Protection Network.
If you have something to add to the show, it better be as interesting as Mark Lloyd.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show, my friends. We are brought to you by our good friends over at Fraud Protection Network. Start protecting your identity today with a Rapid Pro real-time identity theft protection. Give them a call at 855-203-0683. Or Seminole Bill, you can visit the website at
www.fraudprotectionnetwork.com.
Yes. And speaking of protecting, I'll tell you what, back to the Super Bowl real quick. The Patriots offensive line did a great job of protecting Tom Brady, did they not?
Absolutely.
Yes, led by former former Seminole,
Mr. Stork.
That's right. Hey, how about that? How about Stork wins a national championship, and then next year he wins the Super Bowl?
Not a bad couple of years.
No, that's pretty awesome. The only guy I could think of that had a better two-year run was Browner, won the Super Bowl with the Seahawks, got traded to the Patriots, and then won the Super Bowl with the Patriots.
That was pretty interesting. Yeah. You're living the right life if you do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's very cool. But, before we hit the break, we're going to talk about, quarterback and Tom Brady and his place in history and everything, because I do feel it's an interesting conversation. Everybody has so many fantastic opinions on it that maybe some stuff that, we never thought of. Maybe you have some – you have your own opinion, similar Bill, on who's the greatest ever. You can get in contact with us via Twitter at Mark Lloyd Show, because we're trying out a new broadcasting format right now. So there are a couple of hiccups once in a while. That's why. But we're working out the kinks because I've been on the road a lot. But we do not want to miss any of our shows. So bear with us, my friends. But, it was the most watched Super Bowl ever. And then when I say that the NFL can't go wrong, is it starts in 2 weeks, guys?
Yeah.
The combines.
Right.
So the NFL is back in the forefront again. And the next thing you know, there's the draft. And you literally get about 4 weeks of downtime, and then teams are reporting almost. I mean, it's pretty – boy, they have such a great system that – made everything count, that no matter what they do, it's news and it's interesting to their fans and the general public. So they've turned it into a 10 months out of the year that people are paying attention to National Football League. And it truly is a juggernaut, and there's no other sport. The only sport that's close to it, and we'll get into this a little bit later, it's college football, and I'll tell you why. But let's get back to some of what I was talking about. When it comes to Tom Brady, he wins his fourth Super Bowl, his third Super Bowl MVP. So when it comes to playing in Super Bowls, he's played in the most, or he's tied for the most wins. We know that with Montana and Bradshaw. He has gaudy numbers, but not as gaudy as Peyton Manning. He's done this in the free agent era, which I really do believe that means a lot. Doesn't it, similar Bill? I mean, you talk to a lot of coaches. You've played the sport, not at the professional level. But when you talk to coaches and stuff like that, to be able to have continuity on your team, to be able to throw – to the same wide receiver for 10 years in a row and hand the ball off to the same running back for 5 or 10 years. That goes a long way in chemistry. Now, that goes a long way with wins. And that was Terry Bradshaw. That was Joe Montana. Am I right? And that goes a long ways, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, like you just said, the continuity, the fact that you've been doing this over and over with the same group of guys, it's so important to keep the integrity of what you have, which is that bond, knowing that when I, drop back and throw a certain route, I know exactly what that receiver is going to be because I've been playing with him for over a period of years. Now, you mentioned a little while ago how ironic that we have one gentleman that, goes from being on the Seahawks and winning a championship and the next year the other way. That's what happens these days, versus the long dynasties of being together for a number of years or over a period of a decade, if you're fortunate to have such a great run with a great team, with teammates that have played together for a number of years, which that was the older days, if you will, the days behind us.
No, it is. I guess good and bad. Somehow the Patriots have created a dynasty nowadays with nobodies. I mean, nobodies at all. And so that would have to be a check mark in the box of Tom Brady by arguing the point that he is the best quarterback of all time. Because let's be honest, he's had only one superstar wide receiver his whole career, and he only had him for 2 years. And one of the years, he was injured, Brady was. And that was Randy Moss. And when he had Randy Moss, The team goes undefeated. Yes, they lost in the Super Bowl, but they went undefeated. At the time, they set the most touchdown pass records, you know, in a season. Brady did. Randy Moss caught the most touchdowns ever by a wide receiver during a season. So, you know, when he finally had a superstar on his team, he broke every record there was out there. But he never does. And I know people say, well, you know, they have fantastic defenses. You know, I'll argue that point. They've always had a good defense. Brady's never had a defense like the Steel Curtain or like the Ravens or like the 85 Bears or like the Seattle Seahawks. So those are all check marks in his box that I would sit there and say four Super Bowl titles, three Super Bowl MVPs, fantastic numbers, the only quarterback to lead his team since the Dolphins, right, for an undefeated regular season. I'm pretty sure he's the only quarterback to do that. I mean, what else do you want from the guy? Never an elite running back. So it's just, it's truly amazing everything that he has accomplished. And I know people want to argue Joe Montana 4-for-4 in the Super Bowls, and it's not his fault, but it was the era he played in. I mean, he threw to Jerry Rice and Taylor, you know, and handed the ball off to who? Roger Craig and Tom Rathman. And then he had a defense over there led by Charles Haley and Ronnie Lott. And I mean, real Hall of Famers that were on his team. And when you look at Terry Bradshaw, your Steelers. You know, he had a steel curtain. He had Lynn Swann, John Stallworth,
right.
Am I right?
Right, correct.
You know, and Franco Harris to hand the ball off to. So it's not that we're taking anything away from them, because they had great players and they did what you do with great players. You go to the Super Bowl and you win the Super Bowl. And that's exactly what they did. And then you have on the opposite end of everything is a Dan Marino, where, you know, his rookie year, I'm pretty sure it was his rookie year. He goes to the Super Bowl. They lose, but you're thinking, you know, he'll get back 20 times, and he never gets back. Yet he puts up gaudy numbers, and he had good wide receivers. But I wouldn't put the Marx Brothers in the Lynn Swann, John Stallworth, Jerry Rice, John Taylor arena. Would you?
Mm-mm. No, no.
No. I mean, and who did he hand the ball off to? Nobody.
Yeah.
You know, and his defense at times was a few times was good, but for the most part, they were awful the whole time he was there. Yet people can argue he was the greatest quarterback because of how fast he got rid of the ball and the numbers that he put up. And they talk about, boy, if he played nowadays, he would be throwing 70 touchdowns a year and 6,000 yards each
right,
year.
Right.
You know, so it's an interesting topic. And I argue that Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback ever. There's no right or wrong answer, but if I had to pick one, I would pick Brady. Similar, Bill, where do you put a Tom Brady and take off your Steeler glasses? Where do you rank? I mean, in your opinion, who's the best quarterback ever based on the facts you're going to give?
I mean, I don't really know that you can, with all the talented QBs that have been over, I mean, you're talking Montana, you're talking about Bradshaw, of course, Brady in that mix. You've got Joe Namath back from a different era. I mean, you know, you've got
Bart Starr, right? Bart Starr. Yeah, that's you've right, got, Bart Starr.
You know, of course, Dan Marino, which has always got to be one of your top guys, but never has never wore a Super Bowl ring. I mean, even after Marino, after Montana, you know, Young comes in and does a great job. I mean, you really have some Kenny Stabler, another guy that comes to mind. With the Oakland Raiders years ago, Fran Tarkenton, you know, all the misses in the Bulls. Again, just a great QB all around, you know, type of quarterback, mobile, all that kind of stuff. I mean, there's so many great, I mean, number 12s, number 11s, number 13s, whatever they might wear, you know, 16, whatever. But I don't know that I can pick just one. I really, that is probably one of the hardest things for me to discern because of all the things it takes to be a great quarterback. And I'm not belittling any other position on the field, but to be able to do, I mean, to watch a Peyton Manning come up to the line and virtually conduct and orchestrate almost every play from the line of scrimmage, which, you know, back in the day, there wasn't so much of that. You had a couple checks, but nothing like what Peyton's reading today in multiple defenses and the specialty of the game. So I have a very hard time with that question, Mark, in all fairness. I mean, I could give you five or seven, but would Brady be in the top 10? He has to be.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know what? One guy that doesn't get credit for it, but it's really interesting, is a Jim Kelly.
Oh, yes. Sure.
You know what I mean?
I almost forgot about him.
Buffalo was awful before he got there, and they've been awful since the day he left. But when he was there to make four Super Bowls, yes, they lost them all. So that's it. That's another interesting quarterback that we can bat around and people could discuss. He's never won the big game. What? But he took them four times to the Super Bowl. He led one of the best offenses ever.
Oh, yeah.
And that was during the era where, you know, he was able to keep the chemistry, you know, players together with Andre Reed and with
Thurman Thomas.
Thurman Thomas running the football.
Phenomenal team. I mean, you know, let's just say right now, you can say what you want about the championship game, but 9 times out of 10, if you were going up against another team, would you have taken Jim Kelly and his Bills? Because I sure would have.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they were great.
Yeah. So, I mean, yes, I there's no doubt about it, I would take them. So I always get a kick out of it. And you are right, Seminole Bill. There is no right or wrong answer. And people ask Brady about that after, you know, where do you rank? Do you feel you're the best quarterback of all time? And, you know, he says the right thing, which is that's not for him to decide. It's for all of us out here that are football fans to decide and to make our argument. It's really hard to pick one. But just the things that Brady's accomplished with really no talent at any elite level around him is truly, truly amazing.
You know, and the
run that Brady and Belichick have had is another an amazing feat to be in the Super Bowl that many times. And then, you know, you look at Seattle and they went Super Bowls back to back. And it just shows how hard it is to win it all.
No doubt.
No matter how great your defense is. But I have a feeling Seattle will be back in the running, but who knows if they ever get to a Super Bowl again. All right, when we come back, let's talk a little recruiting. National Signing Day was just the other day, so I love recruiting, and we're going to get into it when we come back here on the Mark Lloyd Show. Stay with us.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's gonna make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
This is Bill Bassett
and Eric Sweeney
with Bassett Promotions, producers of The Mark Lloyd Show. Want to put your brand with a proven winner? Outstanding advertising and sponsor opportunities are currently available for The Mark Lloyd Show. Give us a call at 877-738-3681, and we'll discuss ways to get your company on the airwaves right here where Tallahassee comes to talk on the all-new Freedom 93 FM.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. You know, in football, the quarterback depends on his best offensive lineman to protect his blind side. But let me ask you a question. Who's got your back, huh? Who's protecting your identity? You hear the stories daily. Retailer after retailer having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. So how do you keep from being sacked? Well, now we have our own version of the Steel Curtain. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. And it's a beast, baby! Rapid Pro real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring. It's real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff, award-winning member service support, and a $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, you can't afford to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Lloyd Show. Thanks for hanging with us, as you do each and every Saturday. We do appreciate it. Right, Simon LaBille?
Absolutely.
And Simon LaBille and I, we love recruiting for college football because we're big fans of college football. So this past week was National Signing Day. And for all the Seminole fans out there in Tallahassee, another great class brought in by Jimbo Fisher. According to ESPN, the second-ranked class, Alabama came in at number one. So another great class for the Seminoles, for the Tide. And it really does go hand-in-hand with how well your team is going to perform. If anybody follows recruiting closely and you really do enjoy it, there's a lot of people out there that always love to say, well, that team won and that kid wasn't a five-star. And all I keep on hearing is about J.J. Watt, how he was a two-star. My gosh, nobody said it's an exact science. I mean, someone will be, for the people out there that criticize the recruiting efforts of ranking these kids with stars and everything, let's just – then we'll criticize the NFL on a draft because they take a kid in the first round and he turns out to be nothing. So are they idiots too? No, you just don't know. Do the best you can evaluating kids and or football players in general. Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, all you can do is go off past his path, past history. And so if you're, you know, coming out of high school, you see these guys, you know, the talent level is what it is, certain level there. And then, you know, you're going to go out there and look for your needs and see if you can fill those needs. And quite frankly, FSU did a really good job this year of doing that and didn't, you know, really lose too many folks to the other side. They may not have made a big splash like they normally do on signing day because a lot of our folks were already enrolled. And I guess we had the most five stars, as we were talking about earlier, Mark, of any group. So what more could you really ask? I mean, you know, and going to the NFL is just another step. It's a now you're evaluating these guys from the college level to see if you can fill the needs you need at a more microscopic, minute level because it's so much more, you know, jumping from the high school to the college is, you know, one thing. From college to the NFL is quite another.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And before we get into maybe some of the seminal bill that you're excited about for Florida State, when – I was mentioning how the NFL can't do any wrong, that they created this year-round, you know, phenomenon with the National Football League from the season to the draft and the combines and then preseason and the camps opening up and how all that is. College football has done the same thing now. I mean, they really have. So you have the season. Now you have the playoffs. You have spring ball. But one of the biggest things out there is recruiting. Oh, and it's year round. And it has, you know, millions upon millions of followers. I mean, services that are people are paying for. And now with social media and Twitter and Instagram, they follow these kids year round and the kids, the recruits, they get into it as well. So college football at this point can't do any wrong either because they've created a year round product. And I think it's awesome.
Well, you can't.
I really do.
You can't go wrong with, well, like you said. I mean, you're talking. I think we laughed about this the other day, but you're not just talking about year round. You're talking about following them when they come into high school. You know, I mean, when they step in the door from the eighth grade, sometimes these guys are already bringing, you know, that luggage, if you will. People are watching what's going on with this guy, and is he going to commit? You know, in his 10th grade year to a school and stick with it for 2 years? Or will he make a decision to say something, you know, going into his senior year ahead of time so he doesn't have to go through all the mess of everybody bothering him or calling him during his senior year? It's a lot of fun to see how it goes. And you can tell by some of the way these decisions were made and, you know, this last draft, how challenging a decision it is for the youngsters coming into college. And also what a process it is now compared to what it used to be. It's really an attraction.
Yeah, it is. And what's interesting too, Seminole Bill, is that the last two, I can't go back 3 years off the top of my head, but last year's number one pick in the NFL draft was Clowney, who was the number one prospect in the country. This year's number one pick most likely will be famous Jameis Winston out of Florida State, who was the number one prospect coming out of high school also.
Right.
You know, so there's something. These analysts that put up the recruiting services and kids and the teams, I mean, they put in a lot of hard work. And I think they do a really good job. And obviously, anything can happen. But we follow it closely. And a lot of the kids at least end up in the NFL. Do they all become a superstar in the NFL? No. You know, but a lot of them become solid college players, and a lot of them go on to play in the NFL. Even if it's just for 1 year, still, it's so difficult to make it to the league that just to be playing in the NFL, to be in a camp is really, really impressive. And then become somebody's even more impressive. But when you look back on who's won the national championship the last 3 years, Florida State, Alabama, and Ohio State. Guess where their recruiting classes have ranked? All in the top five, Seminole Bill.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
So it goes hand in hand. And this year, Alabama was number one, Florida State number two, USC number three, Clemson comes in at four, and Tennessee number five. Wow, Butch Jones is doing some incredible things there in Tennessee. Real quick. Six is all. State, seven Auburn, eight Georgia, nine Texas, and 10 LSU. So a lot of SEC teams up the top, and a lot of people say that they dominated, you know, the recruiting stuff. And at the same time, what everybody has to realize is that, you know, the majority of the players are down here in the South.
Right.
You know, a lot of the studs. The Gators ended up at 20th. Coming into the day, they were, I think, 90th, but that was silly because nobody thought they were going to finish that low. And the Miami Hurricanes finished out of the top 20, which is just, you know, shocking. I mean, Al Golden's got to get his act together down there. How can you be in Miami, the most fertile high school football in the whole country with the best players, bar none, and you're not even in the top 20?
Doesn't make sense.
No. So guys on beyond a short leash. I don't think there's even a leash. I think they're holding him by the collar right now.
Yeah, you know, Miami's interesting the way they do things. You know, it's a private school, but I mean, it's interesting just in the fact that in years past, they haven't always had a highly, you know, top five recruiting classes. They've never been at that level that even, you know, FSU has been over years, and they do have one or two stellar classes if you go way back, but they somehow, you know, they get the talent they get for the positions they need, and back in the day could turn those people into, you know, amazing athletes, you know, amazing football players. So it is a little bit different, you know, for some reason, even though they have all that down there. It's just you know, they say you can't get them all, but somehow in the past, not the recent past, they were able to convert what they did get to some really stellar players.
Yeah, no, that's true. And some schools that are going to be making a big splash up. I mean, UCLA had an outstanding day. And USC, here come the Trojans. No longer any probation, and they locked down California for the most part. They lock it down, USC. And then they go around the country and grab a few other superstars. But boy, in certain pockets, nobody gets out of it for the most part. Now that they're off their sanctions, they're going to be really tough to beat. And USC is going to be a team to beat next year. There's no doubt about it. With Cody Kessler coming back and a couple the superstar recruiting class from last year, and now another top three recruiting class this year, they're going to be a really, really good team. Now let's focus on Florida State for a second, Seminole Bill.
All right.
We are in Tallahassee here. And, you know, they went after quality. They signed 21 players, and they wanted some with the defections to the NFL, defensive ends, and also defensive backs jumped and went to the NFL. So no Edwards, no Eddie Goldman. They're gone. They bring in a Josh Sweat, who, if he didn't get hurt, Seminole Bill, would have been the number one player in the country.
Yeah. By far.
So he has his rehab going on, and he's a five-star kid. Then they go into defensive backfield, and they bring in Who I thought this was really interesting. Derwin James, five-star safety, who's been committed to Florida State, I think, since he was a freshman in high school. That's loyalty right there.
Oh, yeah.
And Jimbo's raving about him, what a leader he is and what a superstar he is. He's the highest-rated safety ever. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah. Since they started ranking arrivals, and I heard Rivals say in 2002, so 12 years running, he's the best safety that they've ever come across.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome.
That is awesome. Yeah. If he lives up to that rating, then we should be very blessed.
Yeah, so you'll definitely be blessed. And then, you know, with Darby and PJ going to the NFL, so you needed to get some cornerbacks. And so you go out there and you get Tavarius McFadden, right?
Stellar, yeah.
Five-star kid committed and stayed committed, which isn't always easy to do with everybody telling you different thoughts and stuff like that. The one area, similar Bill, that I'm curious, the other five-star kid, Josh Patrick.
Right.
Jock Patrick, the five-star running back out of Orlando.
Yep.
Another superstar. You go out and you get the number one athlete slash maybe arguably wide receiver in George Campbell, another five-star. So now, how about that receiving core?
It's going to be pretty good. It's going to be also a couple sizes.
Ervon Lane, yeah. Right, five-star. Travis Rudolph, five-star.
Right.
George Campbell, five-star. So whoever the quarterback is, this dude has it made.
Oh, yeah. He's got some guys to throw the ball to.
Yes, he has lots of weapons around him. So, and in the backfield, too, you have a Patrick, who's a five-star. You have a Dalvin Cook, who's a five-star kid. You have a Mario Pender, who's a four-star slash five-star kid. You know, he would have been five stars if he didn't have some off-the-field issues coming out of high school. The one area, similar to Bill, I'm curious to get your thoughts on, is the linebacking core.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's a touchy area right now for Florida State that – they weren't very good last year. And this year, you know, that's Shamar Kirby Lane is going to be, you know, their best linebacker they bring in. But they need to fill that void, do they not?
Oh, they do. They're hurting there.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right. When we come back here on the Mark Lloyd Show, we have our wire check. Curious to see how Terminus Eric's doing. Our fitness break. And plus, The Walking Dead comes back this Sunday night. We're going to talk about it. Stick with us here on the Mark Lloyd Show.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. Okay, fans, Peyton Manning, LeBron James, and Andrew Luck, all number one picks. Now let me tell you who your number one pick should be when it comes to protecting your identity. Hands down, it's Rapid Pro from our great friends at Fraud Protection Network. You hear the stories daily, retailer after retailer, having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals, and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. Rapid Pro, real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring as well. It's all there, friends. You get true real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff, award-winning member service support, and $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, the number one pick is Rapid Pro from Fraud Protection Network.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's gonna make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
And now, a man that knows everything.
Oh boy, it's good to hear that.
Mark
music.
Lloyd.
That means The Walking Dead is coming back this Sunday. It's the number one cable show. And I'm pumped. Terminus, are you pumped?
I am pumped.
Comes back this Sunday. And Seminole Bill, you started getting into it as well, right?
Yeah, I've been watching it more. I kind of started to enjoy it.
Good, good. All right, we'll talk a little Walking Dead in just a little bit. First, though, let's talk about our good friends over at Fraud Protection Network and the Rapid Pro Real-Time Identity Theft Protection. And, boy, they an amazing team over there does all kinds of things for you. You know, credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday, cash advance, public records monitoring. You know, so they protect your identity, and that's the bottom line. Give them a call at 855-203-0683. Start protecting your identity today. Do not wait any longer. If you don't want to call them and you want to find out more information, you can always visit their website, Seminole Bill.
FraudProtectionNetwork.com.
You're absolutely right. All right. Let's do our water check. Oh. Now, last week, we always do a water check every week, folks. And once again, bear with us on the technology. We're trying new forms of broadcasting because I'm on the road. So if there's a hiccup or two, you know, don't hold it against us. Keep on listening. We do appreciate it. But every week we do a water check and a fitness tip. And the water check, it's important to drink a lot of water every single day. It's really good for you. And so we always go around the table here to see who has drank the most water each day. And last week when I was in Vegas, it was the first time ever I lost. Seminole Bill outdid me on the water check, but it's not going to happen today. I don't think so. Because I'm at a booming 71 ounces so far, Seminole Bill. 71 ounces.
71?
71 ounces of water. Yes. What are you at?
Darn it. I'm the double nickel today. 55.
55? Not bad. You know what, Seminole Bill? You have really improved as the year has gone on.
I've tried.
Yes. No, you're doing it. And now we go to... I just don't want to be let down. I'm in a good mood. We're having a great show. Seminole Sarah, how much water have you drank?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I knew it.
It's almost like clockwork.
Yeah, bringing the show down.
Well, maybe if you take 71 and subtract 55, that's where I'm at.
Oh, you're no. At 16. You know what?
That's one can of soda.
Bill, it's kind of like we just lowered our expectations. It's like if you're somewhere, there's a bunch of... you know, if you're in a city and there's a lot of good-looking girls, you know, the standard is raised, and then you go away to somewhere in a small little town, and next thing you know, that girl's a lot better looking than maybe what she really is. It's kind of like that's what it is to deal with Terminus Eric right now in the water check. Would you agree?
Yeah, you know, he's kind of slacking right now.
I guess I need some motivation.
Yeah, I don't know how to motivate you when it comes to drinking water. Okay, you know what? I know how to motivate you. Are you guys ready for the fitness tip?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
All right, here's our fitness tip, and we try to live a healthy lifestyle here on the Mark Lloyd Show. So I will give you a fitness tip each and every week. And this one, I really believe in. It's relieve those achy muscles. When I was training for my marathon, I would take an ice bath after I got done with the really long runs. So you put the water at about 55 degrees, fill up the tub, drop some ice in it to make it cold enough. And boy, it really does relieve the aches and pains on your calves, on your thighs, or maybe you're lifting weights an awful lot. So whatever body part it is, by soaking it in the ice for 10 to 15 minutes. So it's not a long time. It's a shock right when you get into it. But after that, it does wonders for your body to help you recover. And some of the Bill, I bet you did that a lot when you were in high school and in college playing sports. Am I right?
Oh, man. Yeah. Oof. Yeah, that's not a... next to the pepper rub that you put on your arm when you're playing baseball, it's just one of those great things, you know?
Yeah. No, I hear you. So you can attest to it. Am I right?
Full sarcasm. But yeah, I can attest to it.
I got you. I got you. A little sarcasm there, but that's okay. So yeah, make sure you take your ice bath. All right, guys. We always do our entertainment segment each and every week. And this week, oh, by the way, the Game of Thrones trailer came out.
Oh, no.
And for all of our Game of Thrones fans out there, it looks just amazing. Now, It wasn't supposed to be leaked yet. I guess people filmed it. I guess what happened when it came to Game of Thrones and the trailer was the show was airing in IMAX movie theaters. Did you know that, Terminus, Eric?
No.
Yeah, they actually put the show on in a theater and sold tickets. I mean, they're just making money hand over fist. And so what did people do? They showed the exclusive trailer if you went to it, so everybody filmed it illegally. Then they posted it online, and it looked pretty good, actually. And you were able to watch it, and it looks just phenomenal. I mean, the upcoming season of Game of Thrones, which is a good segue into The Walking Dead. And how smart is The Walking Dead, though? They go on hiatus during the most important times of the NFL season, through the playoffs and, of course, the Super Bowl. They come back the week after the Super Bowl. Geniuses, right? Why go head-to-head against, you know, the Super Bowl? So they are back this upcoming week. You know, Terminus, Eric, I have to rewatch. I'm sure they'll do a marathon. I don't exactly remember where they left off. Do you?
Man, I got to think about it. Just the other day, I know they released a two-minute preview of the premiere of this episode tomorrow. But I can't.
Okay. Well, we know Beth died.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of how it left off. What are they going to do? Where are they going now? Beth died. Maggie's in disarray. How is she going to react to that? You know, what effect is Glenn going to, you know, is she going to have on Glenn now that, you know, she obviously is devastated? They kind of hinted, am I right? They kind of hinted that Rick is kind of losing it a little bit. You know, like he's just all about killing anything. There's no remorse anymore for Rick. And it was almost a hint, too, that Daryl kind of defied Rick a little bit when it came to their attack on to get Beth back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm interested where that storyline goes. Similar, Bill, you even following along?
Yeah, I was trying to think back. I remember that part that I remember there was the issue of what was going on back at the church at one point. Where there was a guy.
They're done with the church. Come on, I'm begging you, Bill.
Think back when the guy kept showing up. He made it past the church, but he was showing up. This guy that I call him the straggler, the guy that's trying to catch up to everybody. But
oh yes.
See now I'm in there.
All right, Bill.
I had to go back a little ways to come forward, but I was like, okay, I remember him at the church, and I remember him every time they go somewhere else. He shows up behind them, but
he's the guy from season one in like the first or second episode.
Yeah, the very first episode.
See that's where I'm lost, but I knew there was this guy. See, I got that.
Yes, I forgot all about him. So what role is, you know? Yeah, you're right. What is he going to play? And also, the deal with the priest, the preacher.
Yes.
You know, I think a lot of people are curious where that's going with him, because he's pretty sketchy. Am I right, Eric?
Yeah, he's an interesting character for sure.
You know, so I'm curious to see where they're headed with that. But the bottom line is that The Walking Dead comes back this Sunday night, and I'm pretty pumped about that. Now, my next question, though, as we stay in entertainment, when I was out in Vegas, I looked for Oscar odds so I could bet on the Oscars, and I couldn't find them anywhere.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah,
every year I would like to bet on the Oscars when you're out in Vegas, and then you just mail your ticket in if you end up winning. But, you know, I couldn't find the odds anywhere. And what made me think of that is I wanted to ask you guys, did you ever go see Sniper?
Oh, we're slack. No. You know what? As bad as I want to see that movie, don't tell the missus, but it's supposed to be like a night out coming up for her birthday. So if she's not listening, we didn't spoil it. But her birthday coming around.
You going to take her to see Sniper on her birthday?
We do like a little go out, have a fun together evening with the whole group. It's what she likes to do. So we have a nice, you know, dinner somewhere, and then we all go out and do something fun. And for her, she likes to get out and watch a movie every now and then because she doesn't.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Yeah. And speaking of fun, a quick recap. On the Vegas trip, absolute blast. We won money on the Super Bowl, our prop bets that we discussed the week before, and we appreciate everybody that tweeted in different prop bets that we could play out there at Mark Lloyd Show. So we appreciate that. We were all over Marshawn Lynch and Julian Edelman, so we did good. The only problem was my flight got canceled on the way back, and I had to stay an extra day.
That was bad, huh? No.
And I was ready to come home, though. I had enough smoke out there. All right. We want to thank everybody for joining us once again here on The Mark Lloyd Show. We really do appreciate it. So for Seminole Bill and Terminus Eric, I'm Mark Lloyd. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for hanging with us.